Praise you, Jesus. You know, in Acts 3:6, Peter told someone who needed some help, he said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I will give you." Amen. And the Lord feels the same way. The Lord wants to give you everything that He can. The problem is, a lot of us, we don't really have a relationship with the Lord. We might call ourselves something, Christians or whatever it might be, but the relationship is lacking. And the Lord wants to answer the prayers of those who are trying to be His children, those who are trying to attempt to do the work that He wants them to do, and that listens to Him every time He speaks. And I see a lot of people, I can just imagine people all over the world on their knees praying to the Lord, asking the Lord to answer their prayers. And they sit around and there's no answer. There's no relief to the problems and the grief that they're going through. And time again, some of them still pray to the Lord on their knees, and the others fall away and quit even trying. But the ones who keep persisting on trying to pray and ask the Lord to heal them or to help them, a lot of these people are not truly seeking after the Lord. They're just truly seeking after someone to help them, someone to solve their problems. But they could really care less about what the Lord wants them to do. It's all about what they want and what they need. They're very selfish. And today, ask yourself, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Who do you see? Is it what the world sees? Or do you see yourself as the Lord sees you? And last night, as I was praying about this, and I've seen a lot of friends of mine do the same thing. They'll be bold one day for the Lord, and the next day they're questioning everything that they've ever said or anything that's happening, and they don't realize what's going on. They don't realize that the devil is always there to beat you down and to tell you things that are not true. The devil wants to stop you from doing the Lord's work, and he'll do whatever he has to do to accomplish that. He'll put whoever he has to put in the way. You'll have people saying things to you from your family, to your friends, to strangers, things that are just so horrible. Anything to break you down, anything to keep your mind off of God. So as I was praying about this, I started writing, and I want to read this to you. It's called The Reason. I find myself asking. I find myself needing. I find myself looking. I don't know, that's why I ask. I don't have, that's why I need. I can't see, that's why I look. Every day I get up to some kind of sound of a buzz from my alarm. I get ready for whatever my day may bring. As I look in the mirror, my mind wonders, who am I? If I close my eyes, will I be someone different? Will I be someplace else? Will I be needed? Will I be seen as I see myself? Or will I just be me, the person who looks up to heaven and yearns for the day in which I will see my Lord? Whatever I see in that mirror, whatever I think when I'm found asking, found needing, found looking, doesn't matter. What matters is how others see me. If I am seen as someone different than what the Lord wants, then those who are watching will not understand. They will not look, but they too will be found asking, needing, and looking. What good comes from someone who has a cure but doesn't share it? What good comes from someone who can't show the same compassion to a stranger as a loved one? If we stumble, if we disappoint, then we will not be heard. Unless you are a person of high stature, such as the world sees, an athlete, a movie star, a political figure, a CEO of a large corporation, no one really wants to know what you can offer. We live in a world that seems to be one planet, but there are many people who are on a different world than mine. I don't have much. I don't own any wealth. I don't have any large sums of money. nor do I have any understanding of how the world believes what it sees in its mirrors. I know there is something more, something deeper than what I see. When I look in my mirror each and every day, I kneel and pray. I imagine Jesus looking at me. My whole world could collapse around me, but it would not fall. My Lord is precious to me. My Lord is what gives me, what glues me together atom by atom. One day I will leave this place. I too shall have a mirror of gold. A mirror whose reflection will show me as the Lord sees me. Too many times have I disappointed someone. Too many times have I failed. And too many times have I heard a reason for whatever I did. We all come up with reasons to justify our actions. My Savior knows me for who I am, not for the world, not for what the world tries to make me. Stay the course. Finish the race with integrity, courage, strength, honor, and a mirror that you can look into without closing your eyes. Don't do anything that you don't want shouted from the rooftops. The reason we all live, the reason we are all here together today, it's all for Jesus Christ. The world has its heroes, dancers, singers, movie stars, athletes, and I have my hero, Jesus. Lord, you are the one I want to follow. You're the one I want to see. You're the one I need to follow. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. A lot of people look in their mirrors every day, and this is what they see. They don't know what they're looking at. They don't know who they are. Their identity is lost because it's been taken. The devil has taken so many people's identities that they don't even know it. They don't even know who they are anymore, whether it comes from a bottom of a bottle, a line on a mirror, some kind of smoke on a piece of foil, whatever the case might be. They don't know who they are. And they're all looking for their identity. They're all looking for a reason. And the devil tries to show us all many, many reasons. And we don't have a lot of answers. The only answer we have is Jesus. He's the one that we need to look to. He's the one that we need to seek out. He's the one who has all the answers. But there's no other answer. There's no other reason why we're here except for Jesus Christ. And that's why these people have all these problems. It's because they're seeking after a world who's seeking after pleasures. They're not of God. No matter what's happening in your life or what's going on or what you don't have, you too, like Peter, have something to offer. You have something that the Lord is trying to offer His people, trying to offer those who are seeking after Him. And that's His Spirit. Through you, because of Jesus Christ, all things can be done. Jesus is who strengthens us. Jesus is the one that we're looking at. He's the one that we kneel to. He's the one that we search for. With His face, with His presence, you can do all things. But you have to be seeking after Him. You can't be in and out. You can't be wanting something but doing something else. Every time we open up the Bible, and as the pagans call us, we're the people of the book. As we're looking in this book, everything that we read, we should believe. Everything that we read, we should know it's for us. Everything in this book gives us a message for anything that you go through, for all the problems you have. Anytime you have a question, you need to open this book and find your answer. And the Lord will lead you there because the answer is in this book. The Lord gave us just enough to accomplish His task. It doesn't matter what people say. Why doesn't it mention dinosaurs? Why doesn't it mention this or that? It doesn't matter. Dinosaurs aren't going to save you. The things that happened in the past that aren't in this book aren't going to save you. The Lord put everything in this book to help you and not waste your time and life seeking after the things that the pagans seek after. But this book has every answer. I've never once not found an answer in here for any problem I've ever had. If you seek, you will find. The Lord will make sure that He guides you. That's what His Holy Spirit is for. A lot of people get baptized in the Holy Spirit and they give up. They don't know what else to do. They stay stagnant in their walk with the Lord. They don't pray. They don't seek after the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We should always be seeking after the gifts of the Holy One, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is how the Lord works. The Lord works through His Spirit. We should always be seeking after that. We will fall. We will stumble. We will have problems. No one's ever promised you an easy life. And if they did, that was the devil. Let me tell you something that just happened to me recently. I don't know how many months ago it was, 4 or 5 months ago. I get in my vehicle to go to work, and then all of a sudden I see some, look like Mardi Gras beads, blue ones, wrapped around my windshield wiper of my truck. So my first thought is I thought of the name of the person who did it. But of course I thought, I'm crazy, why would that person do this, right? Well, you know, and I felt like it was something bad. So when I got to work, I threw them away in the trash can so nobody else could get them or think that they're neat or something. A lot of times people at the airport will take something on their vehicle and sit it out in the parking lot, you know, and somebody will pick it up and it'll be hanging somewhere in the airport later. But I threw them away. Well, I forgot about it. A month or two goes by. As I'm watching TV or doing something totally different, all of a sudden those beads come up in my mind, just out of the blue. The whole time it's the Lord trying to show me something, and I was just ignoring them. I wasn't even listening. I wasn't being quiet, waiting, trying to hear the Lord. I was too busy. I was doing other things. I had an agenda for that day or month or whatever it was to complete, as we all do when we get home from work or whatever we're doing. So time goes by. I think about it. I forget it again. Another month goes by. The beads pop up in my mind again. I'm thinking, well, you know what? I need to pray about this. I start praying about it. I keep thinking the same thing about that same person, but nothing really strong, so I let it go. Well, that night, as I'm sleeping, I'm woken up by a demon. I get poked on the side. I'm laying on my right side, and my left side gets poked real hard, and I could feel the finger. And it's hard enough that I sit up when it hits me. And I look, and I start praying, because I know what it is right away. I close my eyes, then I can see the face of it. I can see its facial features and everything. So I continue to pray, and once I'm done, because I'm kind of used to this off and on throughout my life, unfortunately, but then I go to sleep, and I get up the next day, and I know there's something going on. There's something the Lord's trying to show me. So then later on, I call Sister Joyce, we start praying about it, and sure enough, somebody put a curse on me. Somebody went out of their way to put those beads around my truck, I won't mention who, to put a curse on me and my family. And that demon was at my house causing all sorts of havoc and family problems and anything it could do. Now, you kind of wonder, why would somebody go out of their way to do that? That's because anyone who doesn't have a relationship with the Lord, anyone who's still seeking after the things of the world and not the things of the Spirit, they're not listening to the Lord. They'll do whatever comes up in their mind, whatever they think they will do, whatever they think makes them happy, or revenge or whatever it might be will make them happy. And nowadays anybody can get on the internet and find anything they want to about any cult. They can learn anything they want to, good or bad. So this person wrapped those beads around my vehicle, and the Lord did tell us the same person sent the demon that also put the beads around my truck.
Because you have a wreck.
Wanted me to die. This person wanted me to die. That's what the Lord said. The Lord told us who it was. And it was the same person He told me the first day. But I wasn't listening. You got to be very, very careful. You got to be very in tune with the Spirit. And to do that, you have to have a relationship with the Lord and not just call yourself a Christian because you believe in Jesus Christ. That's not enough. You have to have a personal relationship with the Lord every day. And with this relationship, the Lord will grow. The Lord will raise you up. He will lead you. He will never lead you astray. And He will tell you the things that are going on around you. He will warn you before things happen to you. But He's there to give you the things as long as you're listening. as long as you're paying attention. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you've been trying to tell me this for months, and I've been going through a lot of pain for quite a few months. And I'm sorry, Lord, for not listening to you the first time. I'm sorry, Lord, for just thinking it was just my thought. Because how many times has something just come up in your mind for no reason? And you're not thinking about that, right? That's way over here on the other side of the field. And all of a sudden something comes up, good or bad. Well, you know what? If it's bad, it's from the devil. You got a demon whispering something to you, trying to cause you to sin, trying to cause you to do things that are not of God. Or it's the Lord, if it's good, trying to warn you or trying to tell you about something that's going on. And too often we close our eyes. Too often we're found always wanting, always needing, always asking. But as we ask, we don't listen. We need to listen.
Amen.
But the Lord has brought you all here today to hear this for a reason.
Yep.
There's a reason for everything. The reason our bodies are made certain ways, the reason the world works the way it is, the reason the things in the world are happening right now. There's a reason for everything. Look at all those people right now over in, where is it, the Philippines, that are dying. Over 400 and something people died from a flood. We don't even see it on the news. It's not on the news. I haven't seen it on the news. If it is, it's only been on maybe once.
Yeah.
But you find it all over the internet.
You know, sometimes when the Lord wants to talk to me, He'll bring to my mind that song, In the Garden, you know, where
yep.
I stayed in the garden with Him to talk to
Amen.
Moses.
Yep.
He'll put that in my mind and He'll keep it there until I start having a little fellowship with Him.
There you go.
Prayer.
Yep. So don't be like the disciples. In the garden, don't be asleep. Don't be sleeping when the Lord asks you to pray with Him.
See, they were sleeping there, wasn't they?
They were sleeping. And He asked them to pray, and they slept again. And that's how we find ourselves, most Christians in most churches today are sleeping. There are a lot of things going on in the world. A lot of things that could cause you to already have heart attacks if you pay attention. But just keep looking up. Because our redemption is near. It's getting closer.
It is.
And as you grow in the Lord every day, you're going to learn and see things that you were never made aware of. Things that you've never noticed. But the Lord is there to answer your prayers. He's there to help you. No matter what your trials or tribulations are. He will be there with you through all the trouble. I know every time when I was a child and I was getting chased by demons and things in my house was going on and things were talking to me and I could wake up and see a wolf next to my bed looking at me with some red eyes. You know, that whole time, and of course I didn't realize it then, but the whole time, Jesus was in the corner of my room watching. He never left me. He didn't allow any of that stuff to harm me. He wanted me just to see enough so I would learn and I could be here today and all the other days to tell people about the things that have happened to me. But I went through so many things that people, if I'd have told it today, in today's times, if I was a child, I'd be going to a psychiatrist or psychologist, getting doped up on medicines, that's a new word today, but medicines. And that's what's going on with a lot of children nowadays. A lot of children are seeing things and things are happening to them and their parents are doping them up. How many kids do you know out there? How many new diseases and illnesses and stuff are going on? How many kids are on... Right now, psychologists are making a lot of money because a lot of insurance companies are paying them a lot of big bucks for prescribing all these little children all these psychotic drugs. It's all spiritual. We don't really realize how spiritual it is. You get up to go to church in the morning, you got a flat tire in your car. I had one today. I looked at it. I said, you know what? That's good enough. I can drive on it. I'll try to drive up to the gas station and see if I can get some air. Well, there's a gas station by my house, but it's the other direction. They get free air. Anybody can get free air. Air should be free, right? So I drive to all the other gas stations on the way here, and everything's a dollar. But I don't have a dollar and quarter, so I said, Lord, just get me there safely. And I drove all the way here, and I'll drive all the way home, and then I'll go to the gas station and get some air. The devil ain't keeping me from being here. The devil has tried his hardest to keep me from being here today.
Yep.
And I was not going to stop for anything. If I had a walk, I'd have been here. I'd have left 5 or 6 hours earlier. I'd have been here.
That was a test.
But the devil is going to try to stop you from doing anything the Lord wants. He knows what's going on in your life. He knows every little thing about you. And everything you say and everything you do is being watched all the time. So just remember, every time you're doing something, before you make a decision, ask the Lord, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Because too many times I know I find myself trying to make a decision without asking the Lord first. And I make that decision and then I ask the Lord 2 or 3 minutes later. It needs to be the other way around. You might not think the Lord is answering you, but you'll be surprised. You ask the Lord a question, you'll decide to read the Bible, you'll flip through the Bible maybe a couple of days later, and next thing you know, you're reading your answer. That's not because you're smart and intelligent. That's not because you're lucky. There's no such thing as luck to a person who has a relationship with the Lord. Luck is something that the pagans rely on. That's something that they hope for, is luck. They want to win the lottery. They want to win these things. It's all luck. Everything that happens to someone who has a relationship with the Lord is a divine intervention. Everything happens for a reason, either good or bad. But just remember, the Lord is always there with you. He'll never leave you. And He's always standing there, watching in the corner, no matter what's happening in your life, no matter who's doing something horrible to you, how scared you are, or whatever you're facing. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come here today, Lord. We come humbly to your throne, Heavenly Father. And we ask you, Lord, to please open up our ears and eyes and let us see the things that you want us to see. Let us hear the things you want us to hear, Lord God. And please let us be a witness for all things for you. Lord, we love you so much and we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for sending your angels to protect us. We thank you, Lord God, for sending your Spirit to train us, to comfort us, to teach us, to show us, Lord God, your peace. To show us, Lord, the things that are to come. And to warn us, Heavenly Father, of those who are out there trying to harm us. Those who are out there that are under us at work, in position and title only, that are not doing the things that they're supposed to do, but yet we get blamed. Or for those who are doing something wrong in your neighborhood at nighttime as you sleep, to your vehicles, to your property, to your house. We thank you, Lord, right now for the protection that you put around our properties, our families, our jobs. And Lord, we ask you to always help us find a place for food, to find a place for the things that you know we need to live. Do not let us be worried about these things every day, Lord. Just let them come to us, Heavenly Father. Please multiply the food in our homes. Please multiply the gas in our vehicles. Please multiply the money in our bank accounts so we can pay off the bills that we have. Because, Lord God, we know now that the debtors' prisons have reopened and that over a third of the United States have imprisoned 5,000 people so far for owing bills. We know these things, Lord God. And Lord, we know that our government is making new laws and regulations every day. And some of these regulations, Lord, have called your people terrorists. Have called your people terrorists, Lord, because we have more food than 7 days. Some of your people, Lord God, have guns. They are too considered terrorists. Some of your people, Lord God, because they worship you and they will not bow down to demons, they are considered terrorists. Lord, we ask you to let your people slip by any list that's being made right now, putting anyone's name on a list of terrorism, on a watch list. We ask you, Lord God, to let your people not be on these lists, to let your people, Lord God, to be covered by your wings, to be covered by your protection, Lord God, as you promised in Psalm 91. And when all those people, Lord God, start to fall, even though 1,000 should fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, no trouble should come near you. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you because, Lord, in the days coming, with the food that is outlawed, with the food that we're not even allowed to grow anymore, we ask you, too, not to let your people be seen doing these things. We love you, Jesus. We do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, back in 2010, they started a bill, and the Senate actually passed it, that it was illegal for you to grow homegrown food, share that homegrown food, and it passed in the Senate. Now, I can't find any record of what the House said, because then it went to the House to be voted on. I searched and searched, and I couldn't find anything. And it's Bill S-510. And whenever you look this bill up on the government's website, they always put it like a revision, S-510-R or something else. And when you read it, it has nothing to do about food. But I did find the original bill where it passed the Senate, and it was going to the House. And that was back in September of 2010. I don't know what happened, but the scary thing is it doesn't really matter, because they're trying to pass that bill. Whether it passed or not, it's going to pass one day. So they can actually come and arrest you, and the penalty is 10 years in prison. They can come and arrest you for growing food in your backyard.
And the rain barrels.
And it's also, that was years ago, it's also illegal for you to collect the rain. Rain is the property of the government. And you can look all these things up on the internet, it's there. And that passed years ago. So, here recently, a group of people had a food bank in another state. And that food bank got raided by the feds. The feds came in, they demanded a list of all the names of everyone who's been getting food. And the people said, we don't have a list. They said, well, we want your credit card transactions. They said, we don't have credit card transactions. We only accept cash. Well, the feds, that's all they wanted. They wanted to know the names of everyone who's getting food storage. And they left very angry. But there's been a lot of cases like that. People growing or making their own milk, you know, because it's not pasteurized. They went in and they basically, you think that they just arrest the people or whatever if it was against the law. They also tore down everything they had. They started burning everything. They totally destroyed it like it was illegal drugs. Like it's illegal drugs, they just destroyed it. So, look up, because the Lord is our answer. Right now, we have a lot of brothers and sisters around the world who are being persecuted more and more every day. There's a lot of cities out there that thought that they had freedom, that they could choose to worship who they wanted. And now, the Muslims have taken over, and the people are all being persecuted. Preachers are being stoned to death now. They're not even going back to the churches anymore because the Muslims are waiting out in the front to kill them. It's going on all around the world. See, you're not going to hear about these things because that's the way things are going right now. That's the way that things are going to get. And we all know that because we're familiar with the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, when you read that, that's not a good thing for Christians in the beginning. That's not something we want to go through or see. That's why so many people have come up with, we're going to be raptured before anything bad happens. I pray to the Lord we are, but I don't think so. The disciples were all killed. Jesus was killed. I pray to the Lord, please take me, Lord. I wish he'd take me up right now. But unfortunately, we can't leave behind anybody who Lord knows their heart is with him. People who at the last minute are going to decide to actually repent and follow the Lord. If there was no one here to show them the way, how would they ever get to where they need to go? Everyone's timing is different. Everyone sees things differently. Their perception, it's all about perception, right? It's how people perceive you, how people perceive the Lord. It's all perception. People are told one thing, and maybe they perceive it that way for a while. Maybe they don't. But perception is everything, whether it's with you, whether it's with Jesus, it's all perception. Think about that. That's why you see these preachers on TV, and when you hear about some of them stumbling, because of that perception, their congregations start to drop. People don't go there anymore. People start talking bad about them. It's all about perception. You don't even know if they're guilty or not. And people all start hating on them on the news, on TV, and you have no idea if what you're hearing is true. That's why slander is so strong of a weapon for the devil. It's all about perception. It's how you're perceived. If Jesus would have said things other than what he said in the Bible, other than what we know, while he was being crucified, that perception could have changed the whole world. That perception of his words could make someone go one way or the other. So don't think that you can go on your own strength, and do anything. You better rely on the strength of the Lord to strengthen you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's all I have today.